You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today, I am here to talk to you about some specific things that have to do with relationships. Of course, about your intimate relationship, but about all the relationships in your life. And whenever you're working with other people, whatever area it may be, whether it's in an intimate relationship, a friendship, work relationship, whatever it may be, there's some things I want you to understand. And so today's topic is the fact that personalities come in packages. Many people have these ideal things about what they want in someone else's personality, right? These expectations that another human being is going to act in a certain way. You may want, for example, as a woman, a man who's romantic, right? And a man who's, you know, he'll sweep you off your feet and he does the red roses and the fancy dinners and just totally romantic and all that stuff. But what you have to understand is that personalities come in packages. So it's not like you can have a checklist of things and say, romance, yes, I would like that. And then passion, yep, I want that. Anger, no, I don't want anger. And then you go to the next one and it says, I don't know, boring. You're like, no, I don't want that. Adventurous, yes, right? And then you go down the list and you pick these personality traits. See, human beings don't exist like that. What you have to understand is human beings come in packages. And this is most important when you're comparing the person that you're with other people and you see their good qualities. For example, let's say you have a significant other who's always late and you have this frustration with them. You're like, oh my gosh, can't you ever be on time, right? And it seems like they can never be on time. And then there's this other person who has a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and he or she is always on time. Right. And somewhere in your mind, you go, gosh, if only I could have someone who could be on time because I get sick and tired of waiting for this person. But see, what you don't understand is someone who's on time all the time, they have certain personality traits that come along with that. Now, I don't know what those are. I'm not going to try to guess, but maybe something like, for example, they're sort of like boring because they plan out their entire day. Maybe the reason your significant other is never on time because he or she flies by the seat of their pants, man. They're adventurous. They like variety in their life. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want, right? Or maybe it's that they work really hard and they've got a lot going on in their lives and it's not as easy for them to get somewhere on time. So that's what you have to understand is that personalities come in packages. So as you're looking at your significant other, do not start comparing them to other people unless you are able to compare the entire package. And remember, the entire package doesn't always show up in public. So when you see someone, for example, who's incredibly passionate, guess what? Yes, they're passionate when they're making love. But guess what? They're also passionate when you piss them off. That is a package. And that's a package that's going to come in a lot of different places. Now, I'm not suggesting that just because someone's passionate the way they make passionate love or they're passionate in life, that they're going to be angry and abusive. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is understand that there are multiple personality traits that come together in these little small packages or sometimes big packages. Because me, for example, as a person who's energetic and really passionate, I get out there, I get stuff done. That's great. Those are some really positive things. But folks, as you're listening out there, understand that there are a lot of negative things that come out of that. And so throughout my life, I individually, as an individual, have battled some of the negatives of my package, of my various different packages that I have in my life. And I've tried to become a better person. But what you have to be careful with is as a man or a woman out there, you cannot try to change the parts of a package in another human being. It simply does not work. So what you have to do is you have to first accept people as whole. Accept them as who they are. In a relationship, ladies, listen to me. If you are in a relationship with a man, whether you just met him, you've been together with him for 3 months, or you've been together for 3 or 30 years, stop trying to change him. It is not ever going to work. It will never produce results. And if you actually get lucky somehow, I wouldn't call it lucky, but if you do get lucky and you produce results and you get them to change, guess what? They're going to resent you for the rest of your life. It doesn't work. Changing someone simply does not work. So you have to stop trying. Your focus should be on accepting whatever personality traits they have and focusing on the fact that they are who they are. Now, if you don't like the package, you can eliminate the entire package, meaning you eliminate the person. And this applies to employees. You know, if you want an employee, for example, who's a go-getter and does a lot and gets a lot and, you know, is innovative and this and that, that might be someone who isn't always going to show up to work on time, right? Because that's part of the personality package. But then if you want someone who is always on time and follows the rules and this and that, well, then don't expect them to, you know, be the best dancer at the next party at work. Maybe they're not. I mean, they could be, but if these things come in packages, you have to focus on the fact that you can't expect to get one part of the package without the other part of the package. That's really important for you to understand, especially in your intimate relationships. And gentlemen out there, same thing for you. You cannot think that the woman that you're with is going to change in one or two ways just because you force her to. It doesn't work. There's no reason to try to change her. You have to accept her for who she is and love her for exactly who she is. Now, if for some reason you don't want exactly who she is, then great, move on and find someone who you are willing to accept as who they are. But some of you are in your late 20s, 30s, even 40s. I may even meet people in their 50s and they're still struggling for this, where they're trying to find that perfect person. And they think that the perfect person is going to have all these little personality traits, where there's a list of 100 traits and they're going to have, you know, all the ones that they want and none of the ones that they don't want. See, that person doesn't exist. My wife is the most incredible woman on the planet. I love her to death. And she's the only woman I would ever want to be married to. Trust me, right? But the bottom line is she's not perfect in every way. I can't pick and choose what personality traits she has. She's got a lot of amazing personality traits, but those are all part of packages, right? And each of those packages may carry things that I don't necessarily like. But isn't that the spice of life? Isn't that what makes a relationship beautiful? I mean, do you want to be in a relationship with a robot that does everything you want? Yeah, I know some of you women are like, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Where do I sign up for that? Yeah, well, you don't sign up for that. It doesn't exist. And if it did, it would bore you to death and you'd end up going out wanting to be in a different relationship anyways. So take my advice on this. Understand that personality traits come in packages. And so don't look at your significant other and the person that you love and compare them with someone else. And at the same time, when you're looking at the person that you're with, appreciate the packages that they have. So if they're passionate, appreciate that they're passionate. And in that moment where their passion is taking them to a negative place, focus on the fact that that's the same passion that has them make passionate love to you. That's the same passion that allows them to succeed in life, for example. Or if, let's say, someone is boring and you're like, God, what do you mean on another Friday you want to go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night? Understand that what you're calling boredom is part of a bigger package of a person who values stability, possibly. And that stability allows them to do a lot of other things, things that you love about that person, and that's why you're with them. So especially for those of you out there who are not with the person you love and are not with the person you really truly want to be with and you haven't found the one, here's something really important. If you're 20 years old, don't worry about this. You got plenty of time. If you're 30, you probably still have time. But if you're getting to 35, 40, 45, 50, and you're still out there looking for that perfect person, it may be that God has a different plan for you. And you're still waiting for that perfect person, and the perfect person is going to come. But most likely, I can tell you what it is you are expecting a perfect package, and you're not willing to accept people for who they are. And I can almost guarantee you, in your situation, if we look at the relationships that you've been in, I can almost guarantee you that you've tried to change everyone you were with. And what happened is you started noticing the problems, but the first few dates, the first few weeks, you put up with them. And then you decided you didn't want to put up with them anymore. So you started getting into arguments and fights. And eventually it got to be too much, and the relationship got to the point where you just kept trying to change them. And then when you couldn't change them, guess what? The relationship ended. And you went around saying how this person wasn't the right person. I can almost guarantee you, in every one of your cases, that's exactly what's going on. Now, some of you have gotten into relationships and they're bad relationships. I understand all that. I'm not referring to everybody out there. There's no way to generalize. I'm talking to a huge audience of, you know, tens of thousands of people. So who knows what your specific situation is? But I can almost guarantee you, if you're out there and you haven't found the one and you're looking for the one and you're past a certain age where you've spent some time really out there meeting people, it most likely is the fact that you're forgetting this concept of personality packages. So please understand that personalities come in these packages, and appreciate the package, and appreciate that the thing is you cannot change someone. Accept them as exactly who they are. And when you accept them as exactly who they are, you're going to see that suddenly hey, this isn't so bad and that's not so bad. Now, it doesn't mean you can't communicate with them, right? If you're with someone who values stability in their life, right, and they're good with the finances, and it, you know, if you have kids, they're really good with the kids and they do all this stuff, but then come Friday night, they don't want to go out and it drives you crazy. Instead of saying, oh, they're so boring and this and that, hey, just sit down with them and say, hey, look, I understand because of this guy named Armand Sadeghi on Titanium Life, which, by the way, you should listen to, honey. Say, you know, Armand has taught me that human beings have these personality packages. And so when I look at the package that you have, this package that you bring stability to our lives, you know, you're faithful to me. You're kind to me. You're good to me. You take good care of me. You take good care of our kids. You don't waste our money. You don't do stupid things, right? And part of that also is that when it comes to Friday night, you like to create stability by staying at home. Well, you know, sweetheart, every once in a while, if it would be okay, it'd be really nice if we could go out and, you know, have some dinner. We could go out to a movie because I really value that, sweetheart. And you know some of those personality traits that you value about me? You know how you like the fact that I'm outgoing and I'm adventurous and all the things that I've done in my life and you look up to me because, you know, I went skydiving and I don't know, whatever. Well, guess what, sweetheart? Those things come from the fact that I value getting out there and doing different things and pushing the limits and pushing the envelope. And see, that's why we're so perfect for each other. Because I can help you enjoy some of the little things in life that sometimes you may forget to enjoy. And you are going to be my reminder to not always have my foot all the way on the gas pedal and slow down every once in a while and smell the roses and enjoy the small beauties that are all around us. And while I want to, if it was up to me, I'd do Taco Tuesday on every Tuesday. I'd get out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, always be out, always eat out and all that. If it was for me, that's what the life we would have, which would be terrible because we would fail in business and, you know, we'd blow all of our money. And if it was up to you, we'd have the stable life where, you know, we always eat at home and we have this and that. So, hey, why don't I help you have a little fun on Fridays? And then I can appreciate more the help you give me when you keep my butt at home on a Tuesday or on a Thursday or on a Sunday night. So this is just one example. There's so many more examples of this, but I want you to understand that, right? The other example, by the way, the last example I'll give you is this with this thing with passion, because there are a lot of men out there who are passionate and they're very misunderstood, right? And so ladies, you've got to understand, if you want a passionate man, understand that you are going to get a package of a passionate man. So understand he's going to be passionate in every way. So you can't go get a passionate man and then say, why do you work so much? Now, I'm not saying all passionate men work so much, but in this example, let's say it's a passionate man who has his package where he's passionate in the bedroom. You know, he likes to travel. He likes to do crazy things. Well, guess what? He's also going to be passionate in his business. So he's not going to be the type probably who's going to work a 9-to-5. So if you want a 9-to-5, that's probably not the kind of right guy to be with, right? Or you just appreciate that about him. So the next time he works a long day and he comes home after 14 hours on the job, and you're pissed because he's been gone all day and he's not spending enough time with you, maybe that's when you sit him down and you say, hey, honey, you know, babe, I appreciate so much that you have so much passion and drive. I mean, I could never be with a man who doesn't have passion and drive. And that's why when you come home after a 14, 15-hour day, I admire what you do. I mean, this is beautiful, honey. It's incredible. At the same time, I want you to understand that I really love you and I love spending time with you. So if there's any way, there's something I can do to help you maybe spend less time at the office and more time at home, that would be awesome. See, that's the kind of stuff you want to do. And I'm not going to keep going down that example and give you all the details. You got to figure out the details. I don't know what it is, but you've got to figure out the details and stop harping on the people that you love, whether it's employees, whether it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friends, whatever it is. Stop harping on them to change them. Accept them for who they are, for the beautiful package that they are. And if the beautiful package that they are isn't so beautiful, get out of that relationship now. Or if it's an employee, fire them. Or if it's a friend, stop being friends with them. If you don't appreciate the package, get out. If you do appreciate the package, then shut up, stop complaining, and stop trying to fix them. There's nothing to fix about them. And maybe you are the one who needs to focus on making yourself even better. And more importantly, as part of being better, is accepting them for exactly who they are. By the way, everything I have just said, ladies and gentlemen, applies to you as a person as well. So every once in a while, you got to look at yourself and understand that you are a package as well. And maybe you should appreciate the things that you have as being a part of a package. So I did an episode a while ago about learning disabilities. And I talked about how the fact, for example, people who have ADHD or ADD, right? I said, you're a billionaire entrepreneur. Understand that your inability to focus on one thing at a time, you could look at it as this horrible thing or see it as a personality package that allows you to think above and beyond what anybody else thinks. And you're different than everyone else. And that, my friend, is why you can be a billionaire entrepreneur and kick butt and change the world in a way that other people who don't have ADHD, not that that label even means anything. It's a BS thing that's made up, but you know, whatever. If you've got the label, use it to your advantage. So everybody out there, get out there today and appreciate the qualities you see in the people that you love. Look for those personality packages. Look for the areas that you've forgotten are part of that package. Appreciate the person you're with. Love them, care for them, tell them how amazing and wonderful they are. And when you do find an area that you think could improve, shut up and don't say anything. Now, if you shut up for a really, 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 really long time, and then there's that one little area that you want to address, then the way you talk to them is the way I demonstrated before, which is pointing out how it's really a positive. It's part of a positive package, but hey, maybe we can tweak it a little bit. And don't demand, ask. I love you all. I want you to go out there after a message like today, more than any other time. You got to get out there today and absolutely lead with your heart. Man, we didn't have very many bloopers in that last episode. Darn it. I hate it when I don't mess up and we have no good bloopers. Try to like do something to make me screw up this time so we have some good bloopers.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.